This is the Monday, April 25th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight and this week, so settle in and we'll set you up in 10 minutes or less with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Happy draft week to the friends and family out there. A couple of draft Knicks on the mic right here, and Tyler Fulgham and Anita Marks. Anita, are you ready for draft week? And I heard a dirty little rumor out there that you might be gracing us with your presence out here in the desert for the draft.
I am. I'm jumping on a flight tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. I will be in your neck of the woods by 7 p.m. ready to rock and roll. We'll be on all of our Daily Wager platforms, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, feeding the people some information on how to win some money and how to gamble on the NFL draft. So I'm stoked. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to head out there. I haven't been out there in a hot second. So it looks to me like it's going to be a ton of fun. I mean, Vegas is going to be the place to be this week. That's for sure.
Anxiously awaiting your arrival here in the desert. Cannot wait. But some business to tend to for Monday. Of course, we have the NBA playoffs still in full effect. Three games that we're going to dive into this evening. Let's start first and foremost with the first game on the slate. A 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific tip-off between the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics. It is an elimination game for the Brooklyn Nets as they trail the Celtics 3-0 in the series, yet they are favored by a single point at Barclays. Total is 220 in this one. Any side total props you want to throw the people's way?
Yeah, I called it the other day when the Celtics were up two games. I felt that this was going to be a sweep. So I'm sticking with it. I got the Celtics. I like them on the money line. You can keep your stinking points. I don't think these dudes need it. Minus 105. Again, I'm here in the New York, New Jersey area. Ben Simmons is getting destroyed now with the fact that now he's not going to play tonight. I don't even know why that was even thrown out there by the organization. But nonetheless, even if he does play, really, the story here, Tyler, and I know you've been watching this series as deeply as I have. It's the Celtics defense. They're relentless. They really are. And they have KD's number. You know, he only shot 11 times in game three, 16 points. He's shooting 44%. 95% of his shots are being contested. We talk so much about Tatum on the offensive side of the court, but defensively, he is just like, and their switch defense, the way that they're able to play defense against KD, just throwing him all out of sorts, all out of rhythm. And I think, you know, their foot is on the jugular right now, and they're not going to let go. So I like the Celtics tonight. Again, money line minus 105. There's a prop bet that I do like here, and that's Bruce Brown over 14.5 points because there's so much emphasis on KD as well as Kyrie. You know, the other contributing players are getting open looks, and he's been averaging 18 a game in this series. So at 14.5, I'll take the over there. You're laying minus 115. So those are my two plays in this matchup.
Yeah, I definitely am with you. I picked the Celtics minus 1.5 in the series before it started. I had a plus 150 price on that, and I just thought that was stealing money based on how much better the Celtics team was, better than this Brooklyn Nets team. I've been saying it ever since game one. I've picked the Celtics in every game. It's not changing here for game four. Surprise, surprise. But I've been saying this since before the series started. The Brooklyn Nets gave us all kinds of indications that they were just a mediocre team. Even when KD and Kyrie played, these things can be true. You can have two of the greatest, maybe the two greatest offensively skilled bucket getters the game has ever seen. But you can still have those two on a mediocre team. And that is just the facts of the matter with this Brooklyn team. That's why they were struggling to get in on the play-in. That's why they had the worst home ATS record in all of the NBA. That's why they have a negative net rating at home. They're just an average to mediocre team. So it should shock you in no way, shape, or form that a team that has Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, the defensive player of the year and the best defense in the NBA, is absolutely dominating them. So I'm like you. I'm going to take the Celtics plus the point. I'm going to take the Celtics on the money line. Brooklyn is 9-33-1 ATS at home this season, including the postseason. And you say, well, KD and Kyrie didn't play a lot of those games. Okay, well, if you want KD and Kyrie together in the 8 games they've played at Barclays, they're 1-7 ATS. Those two playing together actually drags down their ATS cover rate. So people need to just get over it. Whether it's Ben Simmons or not, like, the Brooklyn Nets are just an average team. And the Celtics, they are very clearly a great team. I'm going to play KD under 28.5 points. He's averaging just 22 in this series, shooting 36.5%. The one game he had 27 points, which is high watermark in the series. He shot 20 free throws, so that's an outlier there. And I think he's just tired right now. He had to play 40-plus minutes in 9 of the last 10 games he has played. So carrying this team and that workload down the stretch to try and get seeding in the play-in, I think it's finally wearing on him, especially since Boston's so relentless, as you say, with their defense, and they can throw bodies at him that have the strength to bang on him and wear him down. So I think he's just tired, and I think Boston has a great defense, and I think those things conspire to make the under the right play at 28.5 points for KD in this game. I'm picking up what you're putting down on Bruce Brown as well. I'm going to play over 10.5 rebounds and assists because he's just playing all the minutes alongside KD and Kyrie. He's the only other guy averaging, you know, well over 35 minutes. He's at 37.5 in this series. I'd play Jaylen Brown over 1.5 steals. He's had 2 in all 3 games, and he's averaging 3 per game in the series. And Tatum over 5.5 assists, as he has had at least 6 in every game of the series and is averaging 8 assists per contest. So I'm all gangrene, all Boston, just like you. Let's move on to Raptors and 76ers. This is a 3-1 series lead for Philadelphia as we return to Wells Fargo for Game 5. Toronto was able to avoid the sweep in Game 4, but they're catching 8 points, which intrigues me a little bit. Total of 211. So with Philadelphia as an 8-point home favorite, do you like the home team, or do you think the underdog provides some value?
I do like the home team. I'm not willing to delay the 8, though, because this, you know, listen, this is a scrappy Toronto Raptors team. I don't think that they're going to go away very easily. And to be quite frank, you know, we're anticipating Van Fleet not to play tonight because of his hip injury. It actually helps Toronto on the defensive side of the ball. Without Van Fleet, they're giving up only 111 points a game on the defensive side of the ball. With him on the court, they're over 125. So they get a lot longer and they get a lot more athleticism on the defensive side of the ball without him there. So I'm sure you know where I'm heading here. I'm going to go under 211.5. That's my play. You get that at minus 110. Also, Embiid, 7-for-16, only 21 points, shot only 43%. Now reports are he's going to need surgery on that thumb when the season is over. So you don't have 100% Embiid. Defensively, Toronto gets better without Van Fleet on the court. So I'm going to take the under here. And also, I know we're about to talk about Dallas, but I'm going to utilize the 76ers as a two-way parlay with Dallas. And when we get there, I'll share with you exactly what that number is.
Yeah, I think, as you pointed out, 8 is too much to give this Raptors team. I'm going to grab the 8 points. I think they can win this game outright with the Embiid injury, with Scottie Barnes being back, with Fred VanVleet possibly being able to return as well. So 8 points, way too much for this 76ers team. I'll grab that, and I would lean under like you as well. I'm going to play Joel Embiid under 40.5 points and rebounds. He had just 21 points and 8 boards in Game 4. That was 39 minutes on the floor. And if I put myself in Embiid's shoes as a human, if I'm dealing with a ligament injury on my right shooting thumb, not only does it hurt me in terms of – and that's his dominant hand, obviously. Not only does it hurt me in terms of shooting, but I think where I'm more afraid to kind of have it get banged up and get hurt is rebounding. When you go and grab rebounds, that's when you're jockeying with people. That's when you're pushing, and that's when you're grabbing the basketball. I feel like, and this is obviously not as anyone who's played NBA basketball, has played basketball, you know, in high school and as a, you know, player in rec leagues or whatever. Say what you want about that. But, like, I feel like if I have a torn ligament it's not going to hurt as much shooting or dribbling. It's going to be jockeying on defense and jockeying on the glass to rebound. I think that's where I'm going to be most aware that I'm dealing with the injury. So to see him only get 8 rebounds in 39 minutes in game 4 was kind of a shocking. So I'm going under 40.5 points and rebounds, using that as my handicapping for Embiid's thumb. I'll also keep going to this. It's 2 for 2. So the house is one with juice, but I played James Harden under points. 21.5, he's gone under in 2 of the 4 games. The only games he's gone over, he's done it by a half point. He's averaging 19.3 points per game in the series, but he's shooting just 37.5% from the field. So he's shooting the ball with the same efficiency as Kevin Durant. But, like, what's the excuse for James Harden? Durant's the focal point of the defense, and it's a much better defense. He's shooting 37.5% with everyone else worrying about Embiid, having Tobias Harris and Tyrese Maxey. Like, James Harden just is not an efficient offensive scorer anymore. So I'm going to play that under there. And since Tyrese Maxey is back home, I'll play him over 18.5 points, thinking that he picks up the slack that is left by Embiid and Harden. In games 1 and 2, you know this well, Anita, Maxey averaged 30.5 points per game from the in games 1 and 2 at home, and then it dropped to 15 points per game on the road. So returning home, I think that home cooking is going to work for Tyrese Maxey. Final game to look at, Jazz and the Mavericks. This series tied up at 2 apiece, so it's a best of 3 going forward. The Mavs host the Jazz in game 5. They're a 3-point home favorite. Luka Doncic is back. Have a 212.5 total. This pivotal game 5, how are you looking at playing that, Anita?
Yeah, I like Dallas here. I'll lay the points. Dallas is the better team. They've outplayed the Jazz in this series. You know, it's just, exciting. Of course, you know, alley-oop lob to Gobert for the dunk that, of course, helped them win last game. But outside of that, you know, really exciting play. Donovan Mitchell's been struggling here. He's only shooting 49%. Also, I've probably buried the lead here in the fact that this is a Jazz team that has gone to the free throw line 44 times. I don't see them getting those calls in Dallas by any stretch of the imagination. They're 6-19 against the spread on the road, their last 25 games. And with Luka back, I really like Dallas here. So I'll lay the points with Dallas at -3. And like I said, I'm gonna play some parlays tonight. I'm gonna play Boston, as well as the 76ers and Dallas all on the money line. And you could get that at +318. I'm also going to play the 76ers and Dallas on the money line as well at +114. So I'm going to play some money line parlays here. I feel really strongly that Boston, the 76ers and the Dallas Mavericks are going to win tonight, Ty.
Yeah, I feel strongly with you about Boston for sure. And Dallas being the better team in this series, the Jazz, something's just not right with them. They were 7-8 down the stretch of the regular season. I think they have been outplayed quarter to quarter by this Mavericks team. And only 4 of those 16 quarters have featured the Mavericks with their best player and an MVP candidate, Luka Doncic. So the fact that he came back his first game back and was able to score 30 in 33 minutes, I think that team is only going to get better as the playoffs continue. And I do think they take a very important 3-2 series lead. So I would lean Mavs -3. Maybe just play them on the money line instead, but I love the under 212.5. The under in 43 games in Dallas's home gym is 30-12-1. That's the highest under rate in basketball by a significant margin. This series, they're averaging 212.3 points per game, and 212.3 points per game is the average in this series. We have a total of 212.5, so that would obviously come under. However, game 3 was a 244 point outlier, so that's the one that's really dragging this towards that total. 2 of the 4 games that have been played, games 1 and game 4, didn't even reach 200 total points. So I definitely love the under in this game. I've been playing that in every game right now. Again, it's 2 for 2, but the metrics indicate that under is far more probable than an over. And like I said, I lean Mavs. I think they do win this game and win the series eventually. As far as Luka Doncic is concerned, I'm not trying to bet against him. I think he's going to be relied on to score. I think his prop is at 30.5. Don't love it, but again, he scored 30 in 33 minutes his first game back. So, and he has the ball in his hands more than any other player in the NBA and controls a team's offense more than any other player in the NBA. So, I wouldn't be betting against Luka's, whether you want to go double-double or over his assist prop or over his par. I mean, I would go over or pass. If you don't like it, just pass. Don't bet it. So, that's the way I'm looking at that game, that series. 3 NBA matchups tonight. Anita on her way to Las Vegas. Can't wait to see her out here. That'll do it for the Monday edition. Just looking at those NBA games. Of course, as the week wears on, we will dive further into NFL draft props. So be on the lookout for that as Thursday's first round is set to begin here in Las Vegas. But that'll do it for the Monday edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Make sure to tune in to Daily Wager today, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on ESPN2 for further info in these games. We'll, of course, talk the drafts and Major League Baseball. You can catch Bet as well with Anita and I. That airs, of course, on our YouTube channel, ESPN Sports Betting. You can watch it live at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand there as it stays. So a lot to get to this week, a busy week. We hope to have a lot of fun here on the Daily Wager podcast, and we look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow.